This is Gary Butterfield.
This is Cole Ross.
This is Monster My Podcast.
And this is The Bombardier.
There's a monster in my podcast.
The paranormal guide to animals of North America continues with its shit-throwing obsession. So,
yeah.
Let's just say they generate their own projectiles.
Yeah, definitely. And this is the moment where Blade Runner decides to again yes. prove that he's the coal of the equation by in the Shadow Talk set, like, you know, so this animal, it is just a big flying squirrel, and
yep.
you know, like there's no powers, there's no weaknesses to it. Yeah, there's literally nothing else to it. But Blade Runner says, does one of these things like to hang around with a moose by any chance? And then
Cole
Slag
Ross
says
future <Cole. grandpa. laughs>
Blade Runner's my you know it bodes well for me because the line will pass on.
And you don't want to hang out with Slag anyway.
No,
because
no.
Slag is the one who talks about how these things throw their own shit and is like real coy about it at first.
Yeah, oh, they drop more than nuts too.
Yeah, that kind of coyness in message boards makes me want to strangle people. Yeah. Like when people don't just say the thing that's the most interesting part when they like tease it out.
Yep.
That makes me want to kill people. it's really frustrating. You just want to train a flying squirrel to drop turds on them.
Yeah. But what he's commenting on, and again, there is nothing to this. It is just a gigantic flying squirrel. Is that, you know, saying like these things will do dive bombing attacks. They will, you know, carry nuts or rocks or whatever and drop them at the very bottom of their swoop. Yes. In order to do like dive bombing attacks on people, you know, throwing them much faster than otherwise. And Slag comes in saying, I'm a naughty boy. I know something you don't. And then after five messages, he says, it's shit. They make shit and they throw it.
You just have to think about Slag being very coy about the fact that he's had a bunch of shit poured on him. Like he's being very coquettish about cleaning up turds off his clothes.
Yeah.
Just like, I've got a secret in my jacket. Just like wiping it with a sponge, like I won't tell. And then you find out the secret, and it's literally okay. Just like, you know, I've been rooting around in a bunch of feces. This does, like, even though this is just a flying squirrel, flying squirrels are pretty badass.
Oh yeah,
like what a cool animal.
I mean, what that says is there was an especially flappy squirrel one day way back when who was ballsy enough to just like leap forward and see if it would work out.
Yeah. Like how cats, like how, you know, cats survive from really tall drops because they have that extra skin, and they instinctively will spread their arms and it will slow their fall enough to where like cats like can survive these miracle drops.
Mm-hmm.
They don't always do it, but it's one of the reasons why they say cats always land on their feet is because they have a little bit of that flying squirrel-ness.
Yeah.
You know, they can't glide.
I was gonna say I've never seen a cat just like I've never seen like a stiff breeze come and just like take a cat away.
Yeah.
A cat kite. Yeah, cat.
That's why you get those weirdos who have their cats on leash. You know, a secret. there's a video that keeps popping up on my animal Facebook now. That's a guy who taxidermied his cat after he died and turned it into a drone. Like put no joke.
That's,
like
that's not cute at all.
It's really terrifying. And like the video, it's. You know, it's my ukulele is at the practice space, or I do the impression of it, but it's that kind of, you know, those videos where it's ukulele
like
and whistling.
Like the dodo or whatever.
Yeah. And it's just like, and I'm just like, you know, I just want to do this to my buddy. And she was the cat, and the cat's eyes are just like wide in terror. It looks like it's very scared to be turned into a drone.
Well, yeah. This specifically is the fate worse than death that it was trying to avoid. And here's the thing. Drones ain't quiet. So then all of
us.
I was
gonna say. It's like if you want it, it's the same thing as if you just like, I'm going to tape a dustbuster to my cat's head. You know, in its afterlife, I want to have the peace of constant terror.
Okay. What if it was my cat, but he was all fixed and, you know, and I mean, like neutered, but I mean, just like really hard and didn't move very much. But also like when I was interacting with him, he sounded like a box of bees.
I could send him screaming at my enemies. And you can attach an iPhone to like look through his eyes. It's very weird.
Holy man, like, shit. I'm looking at a picture of this. I realize where this is far afield even for us. You didn't say that the cat was all stretched out. That his arms were like.
Well, he looks like this flying squirrel.
Yeah. God damn it, Gary. I'm not strong enough to not look at a video of this. Oh, no.
It's pretty bizarre.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it's not good. it's very sad.
I mean, okay, I'm closing that now.
Yeah, that's probably probably the best. Yeah. Probably for the best.
Yeah.
Do you think if you had a pet flying squirrel, it is less undignified to turn it into a drone? Because I think so.
Oh, you're just returning it to its element.
Yeah, I think that there's a chance it might come back to life. Do that. Especially if it gets struck by lightning. I don't know. A scientist.
Why would you risk it?
Yeah, why wouldn't you risk it? You have nothing to lose.
Brought to you by our backers at patreon.com/duckfeedtv.